This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Has this week been a good week for you? Has it been a boring week for you? Has it been a week in which you discovered something that you didn't know, or maybe all of those things together? No matter what, I think that today being Information Overload Day, looking to bring awareness to what happens when you overload your employees and customers with too much information, is observed. How about that? I'm going to consider those of you who are not Jennifer, Victoria, or Kara to be my customers. I think that's weird. My listeners, you're the patrons. You are here because you get something out of this that you wouldn't get out of any other program that you could listen to at this time. So how about it, ladies? Let's take a vote. How many people want me to continue information overload, not with you, but overload the audience with more information? How many people are in favor of that? Please say aye, Jennifer.
Me, aye.
Me, aye. Sounds like something a cat with a bad stomach would be saying.
Thanks.
Meow.
Me,
aye. All right, so, Victoria, your hand up or not?
I don't know that overload's good for anybody, right?
Come on.
I think we should continue providing information, not in an overload, though.
Right.
All right. So what does that mean? We, instead of doing 14 or 15 different items a day, we cut it back to a dozen because the audience can't handle it? Come on.
No, what that means is that you can do more stories, but you don't spend as much time on them. So don't do 10 minutes of the same story.
Space.
Otherwise, it's too much. Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to mention specifics.
Just
a second. That was a dig and a half. Space?
It was.
I thought that was what? It was an overload or it was a dig?
It was both.
Jennifer, are you standing up for me or not? Where are you?
I'm just going to hang out here and watch what happens.
That's all. I'm going to think that people are fascinated with what's going on in space, and it gives them something else to think about other than the day-to-day things that are, okay, so I'm not talking about space. We'll go around the country and around the world and talk about other things. For example, the death toll in the hepatitis outbreak in California, up to 19, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. 500 people, most of them in San Diego, and most of them homeless, have been infected with hepatitis A since about a year ago at this time, actually. The largest outbreak of the disease in the past 20 years. Also Santa Cruz, Los Angeles, San Francisco. How come all this stuff is in California? You don't see any people in Montana getting this, having this problem with hepatitis A. Why? What's going on in California?
Too many people, I would think. I mean, I don't know exactly why.
Too many homeless people?
Well, yeah, for one, too many homeless people, too many people in general. It's easy to pass around that way. It had started, I had heard, in a restaurant, actually, in San Diego, but then it spread quickly to the homeless people, and they were spraying down the streets with bleach at night to try to prevent it from spreading around. And then shortly after that, then in Los Angeles, they declared an emergency as well because the numbers were just shooting up from where they, I guess they're pretty low. I mean, you see 0 to 1 cases of this a year.
Right, except in California.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Where we breed it.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, that's information overload item number one, and we only spent 2 minutes and 13 seconds on it. Next, the number of people who are starving in our country, or around the world, never mind. I think the term is food insecurity, Victoria, isn't it? If you have a problem, you're...
Yes, that's right. One of the terms, sure.
Yeah. All right, so the food insecurity problem. There are a lot of regions in the world, and people want to focus on these. Let's give money to the Sudan or Somalia or people in Syria. And all those things, all those people in all those places, yeah, they need help. But as we discovered earlier this week and have talked about, I don't know how many times in the past 20, 30 years about how many people are hungry and homeless in our country,
Yeah. It's in the millions, right?
14 million children go to bed every night hungry. And then if you go around the world, this problem exists in at least 45 countries. 70 million people in other countries around the world need some kind of food assistance. 40% higher than it was 2 years ago. The numbers of people who are starving, malnutrition, what is it, malnourished is the word, I think. Staggering numbers.
How is that number increasing? That's crazy. In the U.S., I mean, in the U.S.
Because we are stupid. These laws that keep getting passed so you can't do anything with the food. And that's why I'm underscoring.
That's true. That's a big part.
A story that I think I told you about stopping and eating at a Wegmans last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had nice pizza and he was ready to close. I said, what do you do with the pizza? He says, we throw them out. All the food in the fast food service thing. Now, the stores that are open 24 hours a day don't do that. But a place like that, they're required to throw it out. So this is a starvation situation for many people. All right, how many minutes did I spend on that, Kara? 2.5 minutes, right?
Sure. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
2.5 minutes, yeah. I got to keep moving. Got to keep everybody happy. Let's see. Next item of interest. France is eyeing a ban on street harassment of women. If you use a different preposition there, it changes the whole context of the information. If there's harassment for women or harassment of women, it's two different things. So the Frenchies are considering fines. Frenchie fines for harassment, catcalling, street harassment. A lot of that is the focus on it. Gaining momentum with social media. And here's the story of Marlene Schiappa, the junior minister for gender equality. Do we have one of those in America? Do we have a minister for gender? Do we have a secretary? Do we have somebody someplace?
I don't think so.
Not one that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
All right, this lady said that she told street harassers they ought to be fined the equivalent of thousands of dollars on the spot. Interview on NPR. She was appointed by the new French president, Mr. Macron. She's in charge of equality between women and men. Man, that's got to be a big task. And street harassment is one of them. So how many of you, I ask this collectively, but I'll go to Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, have ever looked at a guy and said, ooh, to him? Or have you, if you think it, does it not have the same impact as if you were to act?
That is so creepy.
It?
I would not verbalize that.
You would.
And Kara and I have probably audibly molested Harry Styles, but not
right, so
in
how's
front
that?
Of him.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference between, I think we've all seen someone that we've, you know, thought is attractive walking somewhere, but I would never yell out, I would never say something out loud to them.
Mm-hmm. So, guys do it, but women don't. See, I've been told that women sometimes when they're together are more, not vicious, but they're more crude than men are.
But that
really?
Doesn't mean you catcall people.
Right.
But how? In what way are you more crude?
I think women are much more crude.
I think they might say things amongst their group, things to themselves, but you generally don't. I mean, occasionally you might see a woman yelling at a man on the street, but just not nearly as often. And the things that they say, I think the difference is that when men do it, it tends to be a lot more threatening, and it just seems like the intent behind it. Like, this is an example that I have not heard before. This one is pretty bad, but I had a few friends who were walking in the middle of the day to a show in D.C. It was light out. There were other people around, and a guy drove by in a car and told them that they were going to get raped that night.
Oh,
that's a pretty bad example of catcalling, but, yeah. I mean, it happens. And it was a random guy that they'd never seen before. I had no idea who he was. Just continued driving down the road. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I would ever see a woman doing something like that.
No, women just don't think that way.
Mm.
And I think the crude thing came about with Sex and the City. I don't think women were ever really judged or in their own sense felt, emboldened to really talk about things or admit that women talk about things the way that we do in a group setting at brunch or whatever when it's just the girls. But Sex and the City kind of normalized that because all of us watched that show or watched the movie or watched it later on and we're like, oh, yeah, my friends do talk like that when we're at brunch together or whatever. But no, it's harmless, and it's nothing, like Carrie was saying, it's not threatening, it's not done in public, it's not done to make a person, make a man feel smaller or threatened in any way. It's just totally a different thing. So, yeah, we can all say, sure, women are cruder when we're together in a social setting alone without guys. Okay, yeah, but it's totally a different thing than what this is completely.
Hmm. It's interesting how interpretation comes into the focus. I'm not disagreeing with you. I find it fascinating to listen to the interpretations of things that come out of the same sort of mindset, but yet because there's different juices flowing through the female body than there is through the male body. It comes out differently, or maybe the action is...
Well, we're all kind of talking about personal experience. You're a man. Have you ever felt threatened or, you know, catcalled by a woman when you're walking out on the street?
Threatened by a woman? That's a very good question. I have felt threatened by women, but not because of things like that. But I've been threatened by women.
Yeah, so in a
several different
way.
Layers. A sexual way, in a
you
economic
were
way... Yes.
Well, economic is different, but threatened sexually?
I don't know. When after
you had someone say, "I'm going to rape you tonight," or something like that.
No,
something
I didn't hear.
Equivalent.
No, not that equivalent. I've had somebody say to me, "If you don't do this, I will do that," and it amounted to a mental rather than a physical raping. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. So
I just think it's I think there are examples of that happening, but I just think more often than not, it's men's nature to be
predatory. Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, that's just, I mean, it's part of the hunter-gatherer, predator
kind
of thing.
But you see, rather than all men are pigs, because I've heard that some women just don't trust men, don't like men, don't want to be around men, but yet they do. And then there's the generalizations that come about as a result of those experiences. All right. You'll be hearing about the ultimate Hawaii tour to all the islands next week here on the DJV Experience, 20 past the hour. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillow you pay for, 3 you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Thank you.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Because you had to be a big shot, did you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, did you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night to know what everything's about.
So there's a story about Billy Joel. I think we've established that with the music. Billy Joel is going to be a dad again. He's 68. This is the third time. He's been married four times. His wife, her name is Alexis, is pregnant. The last time I saw Billy Joel was a couple of years ago in Fenway Park, and he introduced his wife at that time, and she was quite pregnant. So now she's pregnant again, due next month. The piano man and his wife have a daughter named Della Rose. I came, that was August of 2015. Okay, so that was when we saw him. And then they got married, and she, it was a quick pregnancy, man. She got married, and next month she had a baby. Can you imagine that? What a heck of a gestation period, yeah.
Sounds very efficient.
Yeah. Alexa Ray Joel is his daughter. She's 31, and I think she's a result of the Christy Brinkley engagement, right? And he and Christy Brinkley are still friends, are they not? That they seem to be.
I think they seem.
Along?
I think he's pretty friendly with all of his exes.
Is he?
Good. Even that Katie Lee, I don't know about that.
She's,
who is Katie? Who's Katie Lee? I don't know much. About
she's
her.
The what ex-wife before the one that yeah.
And what happened? She's her story?
They got married when she was, like, 22 or 23.
And he was
and,
50?
Something. Seven. Yeah.
1,000.
Yeah. But they seem, I mean, I've interviewed her a few times, and she says that they have a great relationship. They're pretty happy. I mean, she got a $20 million townhouse out of the divorce, so I'd be happy. I'd say I have a good relationship with my ex, too.
I saw a money-grubbing so-and-so just because you get $20 million. You're going to have a good time? Is that, are you buying
I think
friendship?
That's a pretty good divorce.
Yeah.
You saw a townhouse in the West Village? Absolutely.
I saw something that you will all groan about, that older men, this is a survey of younger women and their lovers, and the younger women say that older men are better lovers than the men that are their age.
I wonder how much older, though.
I don't know. Up there. I'll go back to the studies.
Yeah.
Define it. All right, next up, in the world of music is every hour at this time, we take apart a couple of musical stories so you'll know what's going on. Some of your favorite performers, whether they are past or former, or, I mean, the past to present. Kurt Cobain's MTV, VMA, Boon Man, Michael Jackson's Rhinestone Glove, Prince's Cloud Guitar, Elvis's Aviator Sunglasses, among the notable items on the auction block. An auction coming up called Icons and Idols Rock and Roll Event. Kurt Cobain's Moon Man, which he got in 1992 when Nirvana won Best New Artist at the MTV Music Awards. That may be worth $50,000. There's a lot that's going to be up for auction, including artwork, handwritten notes, Nirvana, and Cobain's Blockbuster Video Membership Club, a membership card. You had it.
You got a card when you went to Blockbuster.
Yeah, you had to. It's like a little laminated card that you had to hand to the person to scan it for your account.
Right.
You never went to Blockbuster Video?
No.
Oh my God!
How is that?
Where were you?
How is that possible? That's like I've never been to Macy's.
Oh my God!
That's
yeah.
weird.
I have a Walgreens card. And I got a CVS card. If that's what you're talking about.
No, it's different.
Yeah.
I got a gym. When I go to the gym, I have a card they punch. Yeah. Anyway, Michael Jackson's white and black rhinestone glove, worn by him on the Triumph Tour in 1981, selling for between $60,000 and $80,000. So lots of stuff up in the memorabilia auction. 28 after here, DJB time.
What if hiring could be easier, less time consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Time for optimum grip. The Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Presenting Jennifer Horn, presenting Victoria Keelan, and presenting Kara Schiller on the DJV Experience. Ben and Jerry's announcing they were going to take a stand for gay marriage in Australia. The announcement suggests that until the country's laws change to allow gay and lesbian couples to tie the knot, Ben and Jerry's will refuse to serve two scoops of the same ice cream at any of their Australian outlets.
Oh, boy.
I thought Australia already had gay marriage.
Apparently they don't.
Huh.
How about that? Until they fixed it. It's Kaputsky.
What if you want two scoops of cherry? I mean, come on, nothing?
Nope.
Nothing. It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
In the Netherlands, low crime rates are a problem because they have now too many empty prison cells. They've closed four prisons, and they're going to close two more. 19 altogether in the Netherlands.
Do they have any homeless people in the Netherlands?
Yeah, put them in jail.
They've got free cells, free rooms. They can put a bed in there, and then rooms for people.
All right, so the ladies are eager to talk, not politics, but baseball, because Victoria's in New York, Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So from the who cares who's going to win the fall festival of baseball, the World Series, ladies, would you like to handicap who's going to win?
It's the Dodgers. Come on, Dougie. You know that.
Yeah.
You agree with that, Victoria?
Sure, I want the Dodgers to win, absolutely.
You do.
I have the hat and everything.
Which I think is awesome, because if you don't know, I live in Los Angeles, Victoria lives in New York, and Victoria's been very supportive.
The Yankees win too much. I mean,
that's
they
share
cheat.
The wealth.
You're so smart. A smart New Yorker, Victoria. Look at you.
I just want to mention, weren't the Red Sox caught cheating this year?
Yep.
Well, but
anyway. The Apple
that's
Watch.
Like, that's like somebody saying to somebody else, okay, you did this. Well, you did that. That doesn't change the reality.
The reality is Kara's correct. The Red Sox were cheaters. The Yankees were not.
Yeah, the Yankees have cheated a lot in the past.
Oh, my God. I love it. He's literally, like, it's almost, if I cared about baseball, it would be infuriating because Doug knows nothing about baseball, doesn't watch it, doesn't follow it, but then only just blindly loves the Red Sox just because you're from Boston.
Right. And he doesn't even really like the Red Sox.
I know. It's just because he hates the Yankees. It's like ingrained in every Bostonian.
I just don't like
I don't hate either. Anything, but let me just talk a whole bunch of smack about it over and over again.
Yep.
Where did that term come from? Talk smack.
Because you're smacking people with your words.
Really? Talk smack.
Well,
okay,
sure.
So let's talk smack about Representative Tony Cardenas.
Can you at least say congratulations to the Dodgers for going to the World Series?
Yeah, you're a part-time Los Angelian.
Just say it.
Nah.
Why?
Say it.
Because you know, it stops up. Every time I go over to my daughter's house, there's a Dodgers game because the stadium's right above her house and the traffic is awful. You can't get through.
Oh, my God. Horrible.
Hey, then she should move, right?
I'm
what came first, that. Your daughter or the Dodgers?
Yeah, exactly. I believe once they left Brooklyn the 50s?
I'm pretty sure she knew that the stadium was there when
right.
she...
Right.
No, she doesn't complain. I'm the one who's complaining. She doesn't. She's used to... She's learned how to live with it. Go up the backside streets, and she became an expert when she lived in England for 7.5 years, driving down those narrow little streets. When you get out of London, one of the great, charming things about England and English countryside are the roads that they will never change. And some of them are, when you really get into the country, they're like goat paths. And I remember driving down on any number of occasions in the little car. She had a little one of those little Rovers. And you'd have a truck coming at you, and you'd have to pretty much climb up onto the hedgerow on either side in order to get by. And so I think, why did I start telling that story, though? Where were we going?
It's a really good question.
Oh.
I don't know. You were talking about how your daughter has learned how to navigate those roads.
Oh,
for some reason,
right.
You haven't.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
So we're talking about England and the roads. So the roads, the back roads, Jennifer will attest to this. When you're in this area of Los Feliz, you're going up and down those fields. What?
Las Feliz.
That too. So when you're driving up and down these narrow roads, there are just literally, basically, only room for one car to get through. You know, up and down the hills that are under Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
But she's figured out how to go around the traffic because most people don't know where these little roads go. So, anyway, I'm the one who complains because I don't know all of those roads over there and get stuck in that traffic for the damn Dodgers games. All right, long as we're in Los Angeles, two members of Congress who represent various areas around and in Los Angeles County have been using campaign funds to buy tickets to go to Hamilton. Representative Tony Cardenas
has spent
$105,000 of his campaign and political action committee to buy tickets to go see Hamilton show.
Did you say $105,000?
$105,000.
How many times has he seen it?
It's going.
He brought a lot of people on his staff.
I mean, I know the tickets are expensive, but I've looked them up, and it's about $750 that you can get a ticket for each show.
Right.
So that's a lot of tickets he's buying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's see here. He's friends, apparently, with the father of Lin-Manuel Miranda. But is this the appropriate use?
Maybe he could have negotiated some free tickets then.
Is this in today's L.A. Times? Jennifer, is this the appropriate use of when people give to a political action committee? Do you expect your $100, $200, whatever you give, $500 to buy tickets to see Hamilton?
You should, because that's really what's happening. These people, I'm telling you, are the worst. And I don't know if we talked about it here, I don't think so. But did you guys see where 140 of the legislators in California actually signed a letter after the Harvey Weinstein thing. These women got together that work in Sacramento. They're either legislators or they're aides or they're lobbyists, whatever. They're working around Sacramento. 140 of them wrote a letter saying that they weren't going to tolerate the sexual abuse and harassment anymore. So you think, okay, maybe they're just making a stand because of something timely in the news. Well, it turns out that Sacramento has its fair share of Harvey Weinsteins, maybe not to the same level or really? Scale as Harvey Weinstein, but a story already broke yesterday about a Republican assemblyman who's been hit with charges, sexual misconduct, sexual abuse, that sort of thing. And apparently there's three more that are supposed to break next week of people coming out with allegations against lawmakers in California. So we're all messed up here. We're using money for Hamilton. I mean, it's just, it's bad news.
Well, the fact that there is so much of this stuff and the fact that we spent so much time, we were talking, if you want to go back, if you're listening on TuneIn Radio and you want to find, I guess now with the new website, it's pretty easy to go back and find something from an earlier hour in the same day. So go to djvshow.com, and you can see the various options that are there. So anyway, the last half hour featured a conversation about what men do to women in terms of sexual harassment and catcalling and that kind of stuff. And so the amount of time, the reason I bring it up, and I'm looking at the talkers list this week of the top 10 items, and the Weinstein scandal is still at number 3. Last week it was number 1. The amount of time we spend talking about this is maybe now directly related to the amount of people who are having a problem. This is a big problem.
Here you think, I mean, in Hollywood, I get it. You have a lot of young women who are trying to become stars, and they have this want and desire for fame. But when you're talking about women who are, I mean, if you're thinking of any other industry or career on the planet, women who go into politics tend to be tough. They know how to deal with situations like this. They are, I mean, wouldn't you say, I mean, that's a stereotype. And to think that they're being also made into victims, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
it's just more and more. I don't know that we have to go through every time we see one of these. I've stayed away from most of these stories about the other people who are involved in this sort of thing. It's just, why? What is there about? Is it that we are so insecure? And that's really where it comes from. Harvey Weinstein is probably the most insecure guy you'd find. And you understand that because he doesn't look very good. And you make up for that because you got money and power. So then you take advantage of people instead of kind of figuring out they're so aloof or they're so far away from their problem, they don't want to deal with it. Or now he's going to deal with it because he has to. But it's just,
I don't even know if he will really deal with it. I mean, it just seems like he's more concerned about protecting himself, his name and his reputation, and I don't know. I mean, he didn't even go to the rehab that he was, that his people
issued
multiple statements that he was going to a rehab.
He
ended up skipping that, and then he was supposed to go to an original rehab place, but then apparently they wouldn't let him have his cell phone. So then he went to some luxurious resort somewhere in Arizona because he could still have his phone. Then he was going to go to Europe. I mean, he's obviously not taking it seriously. And then the creepiest story of all, I read yesterday that he apparently promised his wife a third baby because she wanted to have a third child, and that was when this started to break, he promised her, okay, well, we can have a third child, I'll give you another baby, basically to make her stay. I mean, it's so gross. Why would you even want to bring another life into this world and share your genes again if you apparently really know that you have this huge problem? I don't know. I think he's totally full of it.
Well, then maybe it's probably much deeper than that. He's a very sick guy.
He is.
But you got to, the people who are around him can't keep feeding into it. That's what happens a lot of times with these people. Nobody wants to tell them what they don't want to hear. Well, you told me something I don't want to hear, you're fired. You know, that kind of stuff. But there's a, what a mess. Okay. That's my summation of where we are in that department. The pillows that you're sleeping on need refreshment. So you can take the MyPillow, stick them in the dryer, and they're refreshed. You have to, when you wash them first, sometimes you just dry them. I think if you put the pillows. And if you're worried about the bugs and stuff that are in your pillow, they come, these mites and things that come into your mouth and your nose and all around your pillow, your sheets. If you put those things in the dryer, the heat in the dryer is enough to kill them. Now, whether you want to wash them or you don't want to wash them, I guess it's up to you. But you can do that with your MyPillow. You can wash it and you can dry it and it'll be like new, which is not the case with most of the pillows that are around. As a matter of fact, something to consider when it comes to pillows, the feather-filled pillows, those of you who are conscious about animals and what happens to animals, you would not believe the pain that the animals that are giving up their feathers, if they're still alive, what pain they go through. And there are a lot of animals, a lot of chickens and ducks, it depends on what they're feeling, the down is in the pillow, that they just kill and take the feathers and put them in there. And people don't stop to think, or I don't think they used to stop to think, what goes into making things like this. If you have some, it's like leather, what goes into killing a cow? You even think about that, and you know, what goes into filling a pillow with feathers? Have you ever thought about that, any of you? Jennifer, did you ever think about what it takes to put feathers in a pillow?
Victoria? I have not.
Garrett, no. So now I'll leave it to your Uncle Dougie, and he'll give you all the straight poop. And that's why I like my pillow, frankly, because they don't use this patented fill. Is nothing. I mean, you get around with all the various types, because it isn't just feathers that are used. There are a lot of other things that get used in pillows that are pretty gross. But you got to have, I mean, how many pillows do you have in your bed, Jennifer? Three, four?
Four. Yeah, two on each side.
Victoria, you have?
Yep, same.
Four or five, yeah. So buy four, pay for two, and get four, and give two to your loved one. Everybody needs two My Pillows. Get them at MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, after driving 1,200 miles in the Cadillac CT6 with Super Cruise, their autonomous highway feature, here's what I know. It takes about 2 hours to get used to the fact that the car does all the driving for you. It's a little disconcerting having a steering wheel turn for you when you're sitting in the driver's seat with your hands off the wheel. A great idea if you do lots of freeway driving. But the cheapest you can get one in the new car is $72,000 for the Cadillac CT6. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Dr. Seth Baum, and this is A Healthier You. I recently co-authored a study that found that 70% of new prescriptions for breakthrough cholesterol drugs called PCSK9 inhibitors are being rejected by private insurers. Since I treat the kind of patients who often don't adequately benefit from older treatments alone, and for whom these new drugs can be life-saving, I find this unacceptable. It has been estimated that 100,000 heart attacks and strokes could have been avoided last year alone if all patients who needed these drugs had gotten them. Your insurer should not be coming between you and your doctor to keep you from getting the best medicine. Let's return to a system in which decisions about health care are made by doctors and patients, not by bureaucrats. For more information, go to Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy. That's Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
After the hour now, it's Money Pit time here on the DJV Experience with Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti, of a fabulous way for you to spend a couple of hours of your weekend. And actually, you can probably listen to it most any time because you can download the podcast after the show at moneypit.com. And we're going to have Tom's contributions available on our website as well, djvshow.com. He's the author of the book My Home, My Money Pit, which is a guide to home improvements and the adventure that you go through or get involved in at various times of the year. Fall home improvement, people think about winter stuff, all of that sort of thing. And you'll find specialized information that really does apply. One of the reasons the show, in my opinion, is as successful as it is because Tom always answers questions that probably come to mind before people ask them because of his experience in this field. And so when you're working around your house and you get angry and or you hit your thumb with a hammer or whatever it is, yeah, you get I love to work on the farm and around my house. I think it's great therapy. It's great fun.
I think people, Doug, think that, you know, just because when something happens to them, it's so unique. Well, it's unique, yeah, to them, but it's, you know, it's, if your house is X years old, we have a pretty good idea how it fails. You know, if your, yeah, house was built in the 70s, you know, we know what systems you're replacing now. If it was built in the 80s, we know that the workmanship was probably not that great because they threw them up fast then. You know, no matter what age, yeah, your house is, they fail pretty much in the same way.
Yeah.
And so that's what's so fun about sort of enlightening folks and helping them to get to the bottom of those how-tos. There's a lot, yep, of the stuff you can do yourself.
How-to heaven, in a manner of speaking. And one of the things that also makes the Money Pit a great listen is this current contest they have, the Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes. If you're a tool lover, you're going to win if you really have your act together. How do this? How do these people enter? What's the story?
Well, it's terrific. You know, we've got over $4,500 in prizes from our friends at the Home Depot. We've got these beautiful Milwaukee toolboxes, the kind that's like 6 feet tall. It's as tall as you are. Mm-hmm. We've got a $1,000 combo kit. We've got a couple of Husky mobile workbenches. We've got 10 combo kits from Ryobi. You know, these beautiful combo kits that have the drills and the drivers in them. Yeah. All you got to do is go to MoneyPit.com, enter, or click on right there on the homepage, the Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes. You can enter every day. And check this out. If you share the sweepstakes, after you enter, you'll get a special link. If you share that with your friends, you post it on your social media pages, any one of your friends that enters, you get 5 extra entries. So lots of chances to win. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I got, you know, it's funny. I got folks that every day, you know, you can tell. It's like, oh, if it's 9 o'clock, it's time to enter again, you know, and share it again. And that's just terrific. Because we want to give all of these tools away coming up just early next month.
All right. Let's talk about fall home improvement jobs right after this.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
I'm betting, Tom Kreidler, that you get calls every week, people questioning you. You can call, by the way, and leave a question at 800-MONEY-PIT. 888-MONEY-PIT. I always do that. And MoneyPit.com. Leave your questions. Okay. Ask. Here's one that I saw because the local papers are all full of what to do with your bathroom before the winter to keep it warmer or whatever. Add to the beauty of your bathroom. I don't know why bathrooms at this time of year. Is there a good reason for bathrooms this time of year?
Well, I think going into the holiday season, you see a lot of updating going on in the bathrooms and in the kitchens. And, I mean, if warmth is the key, I think, you know, you could treat yourself to a little luxury. Why don't you get yourself a towel warmer, you know, an electronic towel warmer. That's the best thing to counter that cold floor when you step out of the bathroom, right, is a warm towel to wrap around yourself.
Yeah.
So that's clearly something that you can do. And if you've got a really old bathroom with really old tile, but it's a really well-done tile, I say decorate around it because they don't make them like they used to.
I agree with you. Thank you. That's a great tip. I got one of those warm.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.